Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your brief attention, please? My name is Joseph Dispenza. I'm privileged to be the president here at Forest Lawn. And I'd like to start out with a very simple, very cemetery notion for all of you. You know, we do know here at the cemetery that, unfortunately, our loved ones and ourselves will ultimately die three times. The first time you die is when somebody tells your loved one, I'm sorry, he or she is gone. The second time you die is when your body is committed to the earth. And the third and final time you die is the last time someone says your name. And congratulations for all of you for a decade making sure that last one doesn't happen for the names of your beloved here on this crypt. And I challenge you, though I know I don't have to, for the youngest person in the room, that whoever is next to them will take it on as their charge, that even when all of us are old and gray, 60, 70, 80 years from now and we're gone, there will be more people here, again, putting off that third death for your loved ones.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you, Joe. We're going to have a brief ceremony. I want to first say thank you to Senator Schumer for being here. Congressman Collins, I know Congressman Higgins is here. There he is. Brian, thanks for coming. They have been our stalwarts, as y'all know. We would not have done anything that we did without their help, and they wanted to come. They're all very busy. They've got stuff to do in D.C., I think. But they wanted to be here because it was important to them. It was important to them to pass the legislation. It's important to them to remember. It's important to them to preserve it. So with that, Father Mike Suffoletto, you're going to come and lead us in prayer? Right behind me.
We don't remember individuals who have been part and parcel of our lives without some sort of ceremony. Not the atheist, the agnostic, the Christian, the Jew, the Muslim, people of other and all faiths. All use some form of ritual, an attempt to say that human life is important. A person matters, and it is not right to forget or not remember. Our gathering here this day is an expression of hope and conviction that there is more to life than this apparent ending, that the ties that have knit us together as one throughout our lives do not unravel with death, that those who died as a result of the crash of Flight 3407 touched our lives in so many good and valuable ways, and that because of that, we are better for it. Bearing this in mind, we pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for you fill our lives with individuals who add joy and beauty, love and joy and meaning to our lives. Through them, we are enriched and grow in your love. Hear our prayers for our loved ones whose lives here on earth so tragically ended 10 years ago. We trust that they are living in the fullness of your love and peace, and continue to be present to us in so many diverse ways. Help us with your strength and grace to honor their memories, to share their love we once experienced, and trust in your never-ending hope that we will see them once more. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We're going to ask Alex and Sydney Saffron to come and lay a wreath at the tomb. Their mom was Kristen Saffron, and I think Alex, Sydney actually, was 1 year old when she lost her mom. This is a visible reminder of the passage of the time. She was 1 year old. Sydney and Alex, you want to come and lay that for us, please? Thank you. They certainly remind us that there's a legacy of hope All wasn't lost, but there's a legacy of hope, and there's two beautiful young ladies that just carry on. Thank you, ladies. All right, could we have the readers come up at this time, Ruth Ann?
Clarence A. Butel III. David M. Borner. Linda L. Davidson. Ronald D. Davidson. Allison L. DeForge. Chief Master John J. Ford. Brad S. Green, Sr. Zhao Fango. Ruth V. Harrell. And my sister, Mary J. Abraham.
Stephen L. Johnson. George Abu Karam. Nicole Korzakowski. Jonathan R. Perry. Jerome D. Krzyzewski. Brian D. Kuklowitz. Sean Andrew Lang. Madeline Loftus. Ronald Gonzalez. And my sister, Beverly Eckert.
Lauren A. Maurer. Donald McDonald. Coleman T. Mellett. Don M. Monachino. Don E. Mossop. Donald G. Mossop. Sean M. Mossop. Jennifer E. Neal. Baby Boy Neal. Gerald Joseph Nywood. And my brother, Kevin W. Johnston.
Mary Bell Pettis. Donna L. Prisco. Matilda Quintero. Ferris M. Reed. Marvin Dean Renslow. Julie Reese. John G. Roberts III. Kristen Marie Saffron. Rebecca Lynn Shaw. And my sister, Elise Marie Kausner. Dipinder Sidhu. Jean Marie Marzal Cernick. Darren Tolsma. Susan Alice Whaley. Ernie West. Douglas C. Walensky. Shibin Yao. Henry Clay Yarber Jr. Joseph Zuffaletto and my sister Beth Kushner.
At this time, I'd like my wife, Marilyn Kausner, to come up.
I'm going to read a poem that we found in Ellie's things after she passed. It's abbreviated to make the stanzas more meaningful to us, and I'm taking the liberty of changing the I've learned to we've learned. We've learned that you should always leave loved ones with loving words. It may be the last time you see them. We've learned that you can keep going long after you can't. We've learned that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. We've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done, regardless of the consequences. We've learned that true friendship grows even over the longest distance. We've learned that your family won't always be there for you. It may seem funny, but people you aren't related to can take care of you, love you, teach you to trust again. Families aren't biological. We've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. We've learned that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something completely different. We've learned that your life can be changed in an instant by people you don't even know. We've learned that even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out to you, you find the strength to help. We've learned that the credentials on the wall do not make you a decent human being. And we've learned the people you care about the most in your life are taken from you too soon.
I have something I wanted to share from our beloved brother Kevin Kuick, but prior to that, I know Senator Schumer is on a very tight time schedule, so you sure? At the Senator's behest. Kevin sent this out to the press today, but I wanted the families to hear it. He couldn't be here. He's a basketball coach, and they're playing tonight. So if you all know Kevin, he does nothing except what he's supposed to do. So he's there at the basketball with the basketball team. Let me get this out. So today marks the 10th anniversary of the tragic regional airline crash that took the lives of our loved ones. The families of Continental Flight 3407 say this. They were accomplished musicians, successful business people, internationally renowned human rights activists, defense contractors dedicated to our nation's security, a couple and their 12-year-old son, Vietnam veterans, an off-duty pilot. They were spouses, they were parents, children, grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, dear friends, and so much more. Many were from Buffalo and Western New York. A good share were from New Jersey, where the flight originated. Some even came as far as China and Israel. Their reach truly spanned the globe. On February 12, 2009, an unspeakable tragedy occurred outside the city of Buffalo, New York, as a flight operated by a regional air carrier crashed into the home, taking the lives of everyone on board and Doug Wolitzki on the ground. It created a hole in the lives of so many, a pain that persists to this day, and one that we'll never be able to completely overcome. Collectively, the world lost so many wonderful people that day. People who had already accomplished so much and sadly had so much yet to offer. 10 years later, their memory continues to burn brightly, and many of us gather in Buffalo to honor their lives. Countless more will remember them across the nation around the world today. We remember them not just for everything they did, but how they made us feel. Their smiles, their laughs, and their hugs. But beyond their individual impacts, collectively their losses created a very powerful legacy. Inspired by the lives that they were... Inspired by the lives that they lived and the way they touched so many, we, as their families and friends, have made it our quest to ensure that the mistakes that led to that very preventable tragedy of the Flight 347 are never allowed to repeat themselves. One decade later, we can say that something positive has come from this disaster. Landmark safety legislation, unanimously approved by the Congress. Stronger regional airline safety measures implemented by the FAA and the Department of Transportation. And the results speak for themselves. No fatal crashes in the entire period. The safest period in commercial air travel by a factor of 3. Parents returning home to visit their children from business trips. Children coming home from school at the end of the semester. Families enjoying their vacations. Loved ones being able to celebrate a holiday with their families. They don't even know they were spared. In memory of those beautiful lives, needlessly cut short, a difference has been made. We vow to continue the fight in their honor. In our fervent hope that those in Washington and the aviation industry stakeholders across the nation will do the same and never forget those who perished on 3407. And Senator, you're a main reason that we are. You are, sir. We'll take some credit, but we'll give you all some too. So if you want to come up and share, we know you've made time for us. We so appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
I feel sort of humbled because it's hard for me to speak, and it's so much harder for those who came up here and read names and things to speak. But you are an amazing group of people. You are Western New York's greatest generation. You've done amazing things. You lose the people you have lost. And it is so easy to just be angry, turn into yourselves, curse the darkness. But you didn't. Together, and you each gave each other so much strength. You lit a candle, and the result, just as Kevin's
statement,
just as Kevin's statement said, they're living their lives. There are people alive today. They don't know who they are, who you saved. Good people of all types. I so admire you, and I just want to say one thing. It is true. We started, and by the way, you did it. Brian, Chris, we were little instrumentalities to help, but you did it, not us. And without you, it wouldn't have happened. And I remember when we started out, the airline said, oh, this won't work. And yet, we've had no crashes, and only one fatality in the last decade because of you. They said, oh, it'll cost so much money. And they're making more profit than ever, having implemented the laws and regulations that you made pass. And I just want to leave you with one thing. There are always people trying to undo what you have done. Being here today, and I know I can speak for Brian and Chris and myself, just gives us such strength to make sure they don't undo the amazing work that you have done. I promise you that. So thank you. God bless you. May we all find, may you find some peace. But I admire you so. I admire you so.
And I'd like to ask a gentleman who's become a friend, not my congressman, but a congressman. His office has always been open. I don't care what time of the day or night it is. If you want to relax and put your luggage somewhere, you can go to Congressman Higgins' office. He's been a stalwart for us. His arms have been open. His office has been open. And he certainly has been instrumental. So, Brian, if you'd come up and just share, we'd appreciate it.
I'm warmer than ever. Thank you, John, sir. Thank you very much, John, and Senator Schumer and Chris Collins. You know, in a very solemn ceremony like this, a lot of memories flow about what we had experienced with all of you over the last 10 years. And those memories are both heartbreaking and they're heartwarming. You're an extraordinary group of people. The one thing I remember in particular, the night of the accident, I had called then Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood, and he said, whatever we can do, we are prepared to do. And the National Transportation Safety Board will be in Buffalo tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Chris Collins remembers that. He was the county executive. And he said, they're extraordinary, and they will find the cause of this thing. None of you blame the pilots. You blame the system that allowed those pilots to be in the cockpit, that didn't have proper training, that weren't properly rested, that weren't properly compensated. You saw it in the midst of tragedy. Most people would react and seek to assign blame so as to control a situation that was uncontrollable. All of you sought a higher meaning and a higher purpose. And collectively you came to Congress and you insisted that we correct the problems that the National Transportation Safety Board found to be the cause of this accident. All of you, over the past 10 years, have given a great public service to the flying public and their safety. So it's still heartbreaking, but it's heartwarming that you have dedicated yourselves to helping millions who you will never meet, and they will never meet you, all toward the goal of making something better so that nobody else would have to experience what all of you do. I am humbled in your presence. I am grateful to represent part of this community. And we thank you very, very much for your diligence, your work, and just being great human beings as you are. Thank you very much.
And I'd like to ask Congressman Collins to come up. Chris was county executive the night of the crash. He had to go actually to the site and oversee the response. He's also been very, very committed to us and backed us every step of the way. And I would say this, if you allowed, Senator Schumer and Congressman Collins, I'm told, don't agree on much. but this they agreed on. This they agreed on. Unanimous in the Senate, unanimous in the House. What you folks did, what you folks wanted to change, they came together because it was common sense, it was needed, and we're going to see it stays there. Chris?
John, thank you. A little levity there in a very solemn day. What I can say is this is a day to commemorate 10 years ago and all the progress that's been made, and I certainly second everything you heard today from Senator Schumer and Congressman Higgins. But I reflect back perhaps a little differently. This morning I heard on BEN they played me that night declaring a state of emergency in Erie County. And as I remember, and I certainly look around here, our daily press conferences that were very emotional. We didn't know then what we didn't know. We didn't know what would come. But, you know, that washed over me this morning yet again on this 10th anniversary or celebrating, commemorating it. But, you know, two other individuals I'd like to mention tonight, the couple of the unsung heroes, Greg Skibitzky, who was my commissioner of emergency services. I had not been county executive long. He really directed my efforts in many ways in declaring the state of emergency and mobilizing our emergency command center not knowing what we would find, and then standing with the families. But probably even more importantly to everyone here is Dr. Anthony Billettier, our Commissioner of Health, who worked 24/7 to bring closure to everyone here. And we know how difficult that job was, but how important that was to everyone here. And as we stand here today, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Greg Skibitski and Anthony Billettier, who were part of bringing closure. But, you know, truly, as we stand here today, and we will remember, as Joe mentioned earlier, you know, as we remember those who are gone, that's what is keeping those memories alive. So all I would say is I share in the enormity of today, the enormity of that night. And I look around at someone that was 1 year old that's now 10 or 11. And that really does drive that message home even more. So thank you all for all you've done for flight safety. But also, this is a family. This is a family. It will be forever bound together by the enormity of that night, and I'm proud to be part of that in some very small way. So, John, thank you very much. Father Mike, thank you, as always. And Senator Schumer, we will always agree on this.
Now, we're just about done. I just wanted to recognize one more person. Debbie, where are you? Debbie Hersman. Debbie was the chair of the NTSB while the hearings were going on. And
I remember.
I watched her heart fall in love with us and be committed to us. And she's come to join us today. Through no small part, her efforts also got us where we are today. So, Debbie, thank you very, very much. And she'll be at the service tomorrow sharing a bit with us. So that concludes what we're doing today. And thank you all. I'll see you a little later.